On this Wednesday afternoon, we're joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, is there any relief from the rainfall coming for the Midwest?
Well, you know, I think there is a little bit of relief. I do put that in quotation marks, though. We're not going to see the kind of persistent day-after-day rains that we've been seeing in the last few weeks. There will be greater breaks in the precipitation, better opportunities for drying between events, and warmer temperatures in general, and that should help to stimulate a little bit better potential for field work. It's certainly not going to be ideal, and we are going to have to be patient. It's one day at a time type thing. But I think the week of the 6th, from the 6th out through the 12th, we may see our best opportunity for getting into the fields in a more aggressive manner.
We'll need some temperatures to help dry those soils out. Are we going to be in the 80s?
We are going to see some 80-degree temperatures on a fairly frequent basis. I think upper 70s through the middle 80s will be the most common range of temperatures as we move forward through the next week to week and a half. We do have a cool front that comes in next week, probably Sunday into about Tuesday. It might cool us down just a little bit, especially in the eastern Midwest, but we'll turn right around and warm back up again after that.
Let's check in on other growing regions around the world. Where are the problem spots?
Well, there's quite a few at the moment. We are watching Western Australia. You know, that is one of the biggest wheat, barley, and canola producing states in that country, and they haven't had much rain at all for quite a little while. There's been a little bit of planting in the south, but most of that state is in desperate need of significant moisture, and the next 10 days look pretty darn dry there. Then there's the North China Plain. This is also a major grain, oilseed, rice, and cotton production area, even some peanuts in that region. And all of those crops are mostly dependent upon the summer monsoonal rainfalls to occur in order to support the crops in a normal manner. And it hasn't been raining in the North China Plain for quite a little while, and it does not look like they're going to see opportunity for that over, again, the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Temperatures are expected to get hot again. They kind of cooled off in the last couple of days, but they're going to be in the 90s to over 100 degrees during a big part of the coming week. So stress there is going to be increasing. And then there's the western parts of Russia. It looks like there's going to be a ridge of high pressure building up in that particular area as we move forward through the next 10 days. It is not as dry there as it is in these other places I've mentioned, at least not as of today. But the ridge is going to be somewhat of a persistent feature from central Ukraine into central parts of Kazakhstan. And so areas in between will dry down, including the Volga River Basin area and Russia's southern region. So these areas will eventually get caught up into some dryness and have some stress to deal with. And then there's Canada, and not to be left out, they are probably in worse shape than any of these areas I just mentioned. This is the third growing season of drought in the heart of Saskatchewan. Their canola crop, which had been starting to emerge here in the last few weeks, was frozen by some pretty nasty cold this past weekend and the weekend before that. And there's no moisture in the ground, so the crop is having a tough time recovering. And there's also the problem with replanting. Without the moisture in the ground, these farmers can't do anything about putting more canola in the ground. Some corn and soybeans were also impacted in the eastern Canada prairies, and it looks like the forecast for the prairies in general is still a dry, biased one for at least the next 7 to 10 days. And so the stress there in the heart of the prairies will continue.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it a lot.
All right. You have a great day.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. He joined us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.